Yeah. This is a surf, the surf beat, baby. This is the world-famous Phil Embry Show for the El Pacifico in Southern California. I'm General Caitlin Shaw.
I'm Robert Leonard.
I'm Bud Dickman.
I'm Margaret Gray.
And this is Phil Embry. Man, things are running hot in this sucker.
What does that mean, Phil?
We got a lot of, he's always futzing around with his damn, I'm not always futzing around with anything. I just don't understand, dude, why, let me look at that just one more time there, bud. Yeah.
What about it, man? I got control of it, man. I don't worry about it.
Okay, fine. Welcome to the show, folks. The world-famous Phil Embry Show. It's Wednesday, midweek, on our way to Florida on Sunday.
Yeah, sure.
What does that mean? Yeah, sure. Well, look, Phil, everybody knows you've had a start and a stop on this thing.
I think he's being safe.
No one's not saying he's being safe. I'm just saying, how do you know?
I know if I know. I mean, what do you want me to tell you, man? We were going to do this on March the 15th.
I want to know if you're, are you going or are you not?
Hey, General, I'm not going to start making big declarations about where I'm going. Like, you know, hey, man, we're just going to head out there and whatever.
Didn't you say, Phil, that one should just sally forth with the confidence you...
Sally forth? What do you mean, sally forth?
Who's she?
It's not a she. Hold on. I'm not going to sally forth if there is still a threat. And I don't understand what's going on with the way these clowns... The clowns that we got running this thing say, A, oh, well, there's still a chance of a secondary wave of...
No, they're talking about in the fall.
All right, well, they're saying that... You know, you still got to socially distance for a while, right? And then they're cool to roll stuff out. And these other cats are saying, well, it's too soon. And Georgia's going too soon. And Florida ain't going too soon. And California, you know.
Well, I understand they all have different...
Yeah, they have different socially distance protocols and everything.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Well, whatever that means. Yes, I'm going on Sunday, okay?
All right, that's all we wanted to know. You know, what are you guys getting ready? Do you want to get rid of me or something?
No, we're not getting... We just want to make sure because, you know, Susie's coming over. Frank and I are planning on getting out of here, finally.
Yeah, we're gonna go home, too.
Well, I hope that you do. The guys have been up here at the beach, renting houses and so forth.
Man, I'm gonna hang out with Bud, though.
Yeah, Robert's gonna hang out with me,
Cause you know what?
Well, the members of the family taking care of stuff.
So you're taking a vacation?
Yeah.
He's gonna take a vacation and hang out, you know?
Yeah, okay, man, I get it.
Yeah.
But, and I'm taking a vacation, too.
Yeah, that's right, you're flying to Florida.
Look, man... I told you I'm going to Florida. What's the story here?
Well, Phil, a lot of us saw the tweet. You know, the...
Yeah.
What tweet?
Well, you said... Well, you made the big, bold statement about if anybody talks about, you know...
Oh, yeah, I know.
So we're just wondering how committed to things you are.
You know what? I'm just going to say this one time. Okay?
Oh, okay, Dad.
That's right. I'm going to say it one time. There are times in life when you just have to say, hey, you know what? I was wrong. I'm sorry. There are times. Not always, not hopefully every day, but there are times, okay? And I think it's a pretty damn good lesson to learn in the days and the weeks and the months that we're living right now.
No, I mean, you didn't think it was pussy.
No, I didn't think it was pussy.
All right, we're just, what did you think?
Well, I thought it was unusual for you. It may be unusual for me, but yeah.
Do you think what you're saying, like, what?
I'm saying... Who's that?
I told you he was hanging on there because they...
Is that Doubter or is it...
No, it's Justin McElroy.
Justin? We haven't talked to that kid in a long time, man.
I don't think you've talked to Justin McElroy since the radio show. How old is that kid now?
I think he's still 13, you know?
I mean, you stink he's still 13?
He didn't say he stinks.
I didn't say he said he stinks.
No, he was 17. I think he's still 17.
Yeah, he's stuck. Well, it happens, Phil, you know, on the...
Okay, so he's still 17. Oh, man. Let me go over to Justin McElroy, who's, Justin, how you doing? It's Phil Henry. I haven't talked to you in so long.
Oh, yeah, hi, Mr. Henry. It's, yeah, it's Justin McElroy. They're coming on stage right now. Okay, they're coming on stage right now.
Justin, what are you doing?
Well, I work down here at the Little Shrimp in Laguna Beach. I basically do stage managing for them, and I got a part-time job doing stage managing for them, and also, hopefully, I'm going to work my way into emceeing some of the shows here and everything.
Yeah, Justin, this is Margaret. Is that where Emerelda, Wheeler sometimes gigs?
Yeah, she's on stage right now, as a matter of fact.
Because I'm going to talk to Dean later in the show.
Oh, yeah? Hey, Mr. Wheeler? Mr. Wheeler? Mr. Henry? Yeah, he can't talk to you right now.
I know, man. Every time I try to talk to him when he's working. Well, Justin, that's interesting. So how did you hook up with that gig?
Well, I mean, I got graduated out, you know. I was going to say I got high school. I got graduated out, and I knew that I wanted to work somehow. I wanted to do MC. I mean, what I really wanted to do was to MC, I mean, burlesque shows, and I don't want to offend anybody, but, you know, strip bars and things.
You wanted to MC at burlesque shows and strip bars.
Yeah.
Why?
Well, I think it's fun. I mean, it's one of those old-timey gigs, you know, where you wear a tuxedo and go, now, here comes a little lady with a,
yeah, like she's got a boa constrictor.
Yeah, she's got a boa constrictor, Little Egypt. Da-na-na. And I just thought it was, you know, kind of the thing that I'd be interested in doing, but...
So right now you're at the Little Shrimp and you're opening up the jazz show there.
Well, I'm not... What do you mean opening up?
I mean, you're introducing the jazz show.
Phil's... Mr. Henry, I should say, Justin's a... He's a bit kind of uneasy because he's traveling on Sunday through the thick, laden coronavirus hinterlands of America.
Oh, wow, Mr. Henry, really?
No, I'm not doing that at all. Thick, virus-laden? Is that what you meant?
I forget what I said.
Well, Mr. Henry, you got to be careful about that because, you know...
Well, look, at you. I'm told that you called...
Yeah, Justin, tell Mr. Henry... I was going to say Phil, but I'm not allowed to call him Phil. Probably I'll be 60 and he won't let me call him Phil, you know.
Well, when you're 60, man, I will be long gone.
Yeah, you can call him anything you want.
When you're 60, Mr. Henry, I'll call you Mr. Henry. But when I'm 60, I mean...
Are you going to talk to me, man, or...
Yeah, I'll talk to you, Justin. Thank you very much, bud. So, Justin, what's the problem?
Well, the problem is that... Hold on for a minute. Yeah, you're next. The problem is, Mr. Wheeler, it's Mr. Henry. Yeah, he still didn't want to talk to you.
I don't care, man. I'm talking to you. So, what's the problem?
Well, the problem was that, I've always admired you, Mr. Henry, as a man who stands up for the things what he believes, you know, and I was looking at your Twitter feed today, and you go, yeah, if anybody, I'm so grateful that no one has ever praised Mr. Trump in my presence, and I'm, you know, because I just might go, you know, I might go sort of crazed dog on him and stuff like that. And then you apologize for it, and you said, well, you know, people have the... And I just kind of...
Okay, let me... What do you think people... Margaret, I got it. Let me tell you, okay?
Yeah, because I just wondered. I mean, you're gonna go mad dog all over the dude, and then you apologize?
I did. I did apologize, yeah.
Okay, why?
Here's why I apologize, man. While I take great exception to a lot of things that happen in this country by a lot of people, I don't like the idea of even intimating that I'm going, unless somebody threatens me, you know, with violence personally, I don't like the idea of intimating physical violence. I don't like the idea of intimating that I'm going to attack somebody physically. I think it's thuggish, and it's, while we still have our wits about us.
Yeah, hold on for a minute. You're next, and then bring up those blue lights.
Do you want to talk to me about this or not, man?
Sorry.
So I think that...
Tell me what you said to me about, you know, feeling, you know, it felt pussy.
Well, yeah, it just kind of felt pussy. You know?
Son, that's what you already said.
Didn't you already indicate... I'm trying to explain this to you.
Okay.
I just think that, you know, there comes a time when you can bring out that harsh language, and there's a time when you don't, and I don't think that was the right time. I thought I was being actually kind of funny, kind of cute, and it was neither, okay?
I think Mr. Henry did the very noble thing there, Justin.
Hold on, Margaret. I got it.
Well, my goodness. Oh, sorry.
So, thank you, though, Margaret. I appreciate that. So, do you understand?
Well, I mean, I guess I do... But then,
Yeah, I mean, he's trying to say, you know, be the peacekeeper and stuff.
I think that's a very valid point. It may sound pussy, I understand, son. Sounded that way to me. However, upon reflection, I certainly realize that you have to pick and choose your fights.
That's it. Thank you. That's it exactly. You got to pick your battles in this world, man. And that's not the battle to pick on Twitter with just whoever. There comes a time to fight, man, but you got to know when.
Well, I mean... A lot of people say that, and then they never get around to it, you know?
Okay, well, I'm not one of those people, and I know you have to take my word for that, but that's all you can do now.
I'm sorry, Mr. Strange, just one more thing. You got to wear a jock strap, okay? Cause you're...
Wait a minute, man, because you're talking to me.
Sorry.
So you can get back to your show here, and you're the guy that called me.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I was starting a second show here. It was Mrs. Wheeler, but I went ahead and made the call. Yeah, Mr. Wheeler, I'm talking to Mr. Henry. You want to talk to him?
No, I don't.
He doesn't want to talk to you yet.
I got that, man. Okay, he's going to be coming up in a few minutes anyway. So, Justin, thank you very much. Anything else?
No, that's it. I mean, I just, you know, thought it was kind of a pussy move, but...
All right, would you stop calling it that, man?
Yeah, well, that's what it seemed like, though.
Yeah, that's what... We heard you guys say it sounded like a pussy move, okay? Mr. Henry's an adult man. He made his explanation.
Yes, and you have to accept that.
So I guess you think that I'm some sort of a pussy... Because I didn't just stand behind this comment that I made, which was anybody talking up good stuff about Donald Trump, better watch out. Is that it?
Well, yeah, I mean, don't you stand by that?
No, I do not stand by that. That was a smart-ass crack to make. People are entitled to their opinion, okay? I mean, I'd like it. I may engage that person in... Well, I can guarantee I probably would engage that person in all kinds of arguments about all kinds of things. You don't threaten people in this country because they happen to have a different opinion. Now, we have a lot of stuff happening in this country that's very serious, very dangerous, and who knows what the future holds, okay? But for now, I allow people, and I should allow people, as they should allow me, to have an opinion different from me.
Well...
Yeah, it just seemed kind of pussy.
Yeah, that's all, just seemed pussy.
Yeah, I got that already.
If you two don't stop using that word, I'll reach through the phone and I'll grab you, Justin.
No, wait a minute, wait.
Hold on. I'll reach through the phone and grab you, Justin, pull you out the other side by your...
Oh my God, she muttered ball sack.
I'm gonna kill it. Wait a minute. I gotta go, Justin, okay?
She just said she's gonna grab me by the ball.
Where do you get up?
I heard you say it.
Margaret, you did mutter it.
But I didn't...
She didn't do it, okay?
And brother, I could...
You could.
Yes, I could.
I'm gonna call Justin back to see if you could.
Don't tempt me.
Wait a minute, bud. Wait a minute, okay?
Yeah, Justin?
Yeah, I was waiting on the line to see if you could do that.
So you really want to you really want to test me, huh?
You couldn't reach for the phone. And...
God damn, that hurt, man. Get back on the phone, will you? Okay, I mean, just...
Oh, yeah, my nuts. Fuck, man.
Well, what are you looking at?
You know what I think about pulling people through the phone, going through the phone, coming out the other side of the phone, you going in, someone coming out. Now you're reaching in and grabbing somebody.
Yeah, you grabbed him by the...
He's an adult man now, even though he sounds like he's 10.
Well, that's true.
The world-famous Phil Henry Show. Dean, we'll go back to the little shrimp here in a moment and talk to Dean Wheeler about the magnificence of his life. I don't know. What the hell are we talking about?
Well, he's reopening Wheeler Resort, you know. He's going to be... he'll be practicing social distancing, you know. But he is reopening Wheeler Resort, and they do have the apple cider enema. I was trying to...
Yes, that was also... Did you...
Oh, I've got the brochure. I've got the entire menu from the Wheeler Resort here.
Oh, and they do have the...
What the Christ is so funny?
He's been doing this all morning.
Yep. Certainly, people are getting very scared.
Are they getting scared? Okay. We'll be right back. World famous Phil Hendry Show.
Hey, this is Alex Falingo of the Los Angeles Sandab. Come out to see LA Sandab Hockey. It's fantastic. It's fast. It's on ice. We have skates. There's a puck. We hit it, and it hits a guy in the face, busts his eye, like the eye just comes out.
L.A. Sandab Hockey, this summer.
The only hockey league that plays in the summer, and the game's only like a half hour because the ice melts, you know.
L.A. Sandab Hockey, this summer.
Come on out. Season tickets are like for like 2 weeks.
L.A. Sandab Hockey, this summer.
Unless there's like coronavirus or some shit like that, but I don't know, you know.
L.A. Sandab Hockey this summer.
So, you know, bring a girl. Bring some friends or something, man. Spread the word.
We opened our business in 19... I forget when, but we... I tell you right now, Google support ads.
Mary Brownhauer and her husband, Tom, opened up a small boutique, specialty ballerina shoes. They took out ads on Google. They also placed ads in the local paper. Which do you think performed better? It doesn't matter. That's not what this commercial is about. It's about the fantastic ballerina slippers that they do have. I'm William Hector. I am a 61-year-old insurance salesman, and I wear ballet slippers everywhere. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
Our ballet slippers are so compelling, and the way it's just the way my husband designs them.
These ballet slippers that I wear out in public with a three-piece suit and a briefcase are pink, too. Just let's underline that. Let that sink in.
But we're able to get... It must be... I performed black magic early.
So you think that's it?
Oh, yes. There's no question. The black magic extends and seeps into the brains of these business people.
Ballerina slippers worn by a man in a three-piece suit with a briefcase this weekend at the Dorothy Chandler Pavilion. The New York Times says it'll knock your brain clean out of your skull and then put it back in. Ballet slippers worn by a man in a three-piece suit with a briefcase, written by Jerry Unger. Matinee and evening shows available at the Dorothy Chandler Pavilion. Ballet slippers worn by a man in a three-piece suit with a briefcase. A Tony Award-winning play, we hope.
Yeah, hey, all right. Welcome back here.
Would you tell him to stop doing that?
What's the problem?
Damn, just going, yeah.
He's trying to make it seem like, hey, welcome back, you know? I'm Bud Dick. He's trying to make it seem like his show.
He is, Phil, when he goes, yeah, you know, he imagines himself to be the host of the show.
All right, so he does, so what, you know? What gives anyway?
Just, you know, hey, it's the Bud Dickman show, not really.
I don't like it. I don't like the way it usurps me. The general doesn't like it. It seems to place you on a higher level.
I don't think you guys should get that upset with that kind of horse shit. I'm sorry if it sounds angry. I don't mean it to sound angry, but yeah, I am.
All right, sorry. Okay, Daddy.
Let's go over here to Dean Wheeler, who's still... You're still over at the Little Shrimp, huh, Dean?
Yeah, Phil, I am. I'm just taking a post, post-show bath. Amarillo is still on stage, but...
So you're just jumping into the bathtub ahead of time?
Yeah, I did. I got off the stage. Justin McElroy, you just heard Justin, and he is... I got the door open so I can hear what's going on. But Justin is, you know...
Yeah, Justin McElroy, how's he doing?
He's doing great, Bud. He's doing real good. He's going to make for a great MC, I think. We want to bring him on the road. He's working right now for the Little Shrimp, you know. But we'd like to bring him out on the road for us, have him be the MC of Emerald's show. Emerald is singing right now. Just hold on. I want to make sure. Let's see. Yeah, there she is. Okay.
Yeah, she does that same song, doesn't she?
Yes, she does, and we've had this discussion before.
All right, General, come on.
Well, I mean, I'm just wondering.
No, we've had this. You know that we got into a whole thing about... Do I have to talk about this?
Just so people know, there was a whole discussion about Emerelda joining Wes Hurlford's band, and it didn't go well.
We didn't want her singing, "There Goes That Small Man," and that's just is all there is to it, because that brought up too many bad memories for Wes and for me, to be perfectly honest with you.
Oh, for you too. Don't tell me that there was a little band taking Emerelda.
What are you...
General, we've been all through this.
All right, fine.
All right, look it. Dean, my apologies.
You have to apologize.
Yeah, I feel like he does. I'm sitting here taking a tub, trying to have a little bit of a relaxing evening. I've just been working my rear end off, getting my wife out on the stage here at this place.
She's been at the Little Shrimp for a long time, hasn't she?
Yeah, like 6 years. And,
Well, the recording contract, the recording career.
No, it didn't take, it's not going anywhere. You're right. And I blame myself. I blame everyone. I blame you, Phil. And I just hear me out. I blame everyone. I blame you. I blame Emerelda. I blame the 5 trumpet players that I have had to fire who couldn't keep their eyes on the music in front of them. They always had the horn of that trumpet pointed right at my wife.
It still hurts you.
Yes, it does. But, you know, Emerald and I are there. There's another trumpet. I'm going to have to fire this guy, too.
Is he doing the same thing with the porn?
Yeah. Did you have to ask?
These guys point the bell end of the horn right at your wife's rear end.
Every mother's son of them, yeah.
Well, what is the problem there?
These are the guys I hire.
They're all attracted to your wife's ass.
I think that's what I've been saying now for 6 years. You want me to keep saying it and saying it and saying it?
Look, I don't want to rub it in on you there, Dean. I know that's painful. Dean, we'll drop the subject.
Oh, thank you very much. That's very nice of you. And
I don't... Well, the sarcasm... Well, never mind. Dean, yeah, we're not being... We mean that, okay? Please, just... I wanted to ask you, Dean, about Wheeler Resort. I understand that it has an early opening.
Yes, and that's something that we're excited to talk to you about. Let me just get a little more hot water going in here. Justin? Yes, sir. Just go ahead and lay it on the... Yeah.
You know what I think about that?
Sorry. Woo! Dead. Okay, thanks, Justin. I got Justin in here. He's helping out with a lot of this. But I can tell you...
You got a young boy in there?
He's 22 years old. Oh, my God, Henry. Are you going to let that stand?
Hey, Bud, shut up, okay?
Sorry.
He's 22 years a young boy. I asked him... Hey, get a load of that, Justin. I'm talking to these people over here.
Just keep talking to us, okay?
Sorry.
All right, so Dean, let's talk about Wheeler Resort. You had to shut down because of the coronavirus. You're opening this coming weekend.
We're coming, yeah, we're going back up to Northern California to Wheeler Cliffs East. I'll be kicking off the first yoga class, Phil, that we've had in 6 months. And we'll be doing that at the Wheeler Cliff East and West, for those of you who have booked rooms.
Well, how are the sales? How is the occupancy?
We're getting there. I think it's going to be fantastic. It's been very difficult, Phil, because just as we were rolling out some of these things, we'd redone all of our mud baths. We had also redone, we'd reworked our yoga classes. As you know,
You weren't very big on yoga, were you?
No, I wasn't. I had soured on the yoga. Okay, and...
You're getting back to yoga?
I think I just said that I'm getting back to yoga.
All right, well, we're just interested.
Yeah, do you want to know about the yoga?
Yeah. Okay, what are you guys doing?
They're busting your chops a little bit, Dean. We're sorry about that.
What's the story anyway, okay?
All right, we're having a little bit of fun with you, man. That's all. Nobody's trying to break your balls. Excuse my language, Margaret.
Excuse you.
Yeah, exactly.
So you got all these guys talking about the Yogo. Yeah, I'm bringing back Yogo. Is it a big, laugh or something?
It's not a laugh. You were the guy that got rid of Yogo because you had to rework it because every time somebody did one of the poses...
They're called asanas, okay? They're forms.
All right, the asanas. Yeah, every time somebody did an asana, they wound up with their nose up their wife's you-know-what.
Not every time. See, I knew you guys would hold on to that.
Well, that's what it seemed like.
Every time you said that you brought out a new asana in the discipline of yoga, it wound up either the husband or the wife had their nose way up there. And did you get complaints?
Yeah, I got complaints. That's why I had to
All right, Dean, let me talk to you now about the reopening. Let's talk about some positive stuff. You're going to bring out Yogo.
Yeah, I'm going to bring out Yogo. Here, I'll do it, Justin. They think I'm some kind of a bull queer, so I'm just going to do this.
Watch the language, will you?
I'm sorry. Talking about... Never mind. Yeah. Boy, that feels good. I don't care if you don't like me saying it. I'm going to have to say it, Mr. Henry. Yeah.
You feel better? Jesus.
I'm sorry, so what was your question?
My question is, now, originally we were asking you, what's the occupancy like?
Yes, are you booked?
I said we're getting there.
Okay, so you're getting there.
Yes, we're getting there. I really firmly believe we're approaching full occupancy. I really do.
Yeah, so that means you are sold out?
We're fine. Don't just forget it, okay? We're going to be sold out.
Well, you're listening to Amarillo, they're singing, and let that be some good luck for you.
You're not really very optimistic about her career, are you?
Of course I'm not. Do you realize what it's been 6 years of trying to promote this woman, trying to get her in front of the most important eyes in the business? Recording dates broken. You guys, Phil, you know, I respect you, but you guys have been no good. No good at all for her career.
Well, what do you want me to do, man? You think I'm some kind of a magic guy or something?
Well, I mean, a little bit of... Every time I'm on your show, it seems like we go backwards. We book a club, and then I go on your show, and like 50 people cancel.
Well, maybe that's because of you.
Oh, yeah, sure. Give it to me. Let me have it and let it blow up in my face. Let me hold it like I'm holding something that's precious, and then have it release gas...
All right, Dean. So, ever positive, ever moving forward, I want to know about the resort, and I want you to tell me about what the people can expect. You talked about an apple cider enema.
It's enema, Phil, and yes, we're very excited about the apple cider enema. As a matter of fact, thank you for leading me into that, because for those of you who are looking for the total body treatment at Wheel Resort, the apple cider enema is back. We've had more phone calls. I can trust me. I know you guys don't know what that is, but there's people listening right now who are probably saying, "Oh, thank God for that they brought it back." Because
tell us about it.
Well, General, I heard a little catch in your voice, like you said, "Tell us about it." Is that
no? I'm not laughing at you, Dean. I want to know. Come on, Dean. We want to know about everything. You've got a full menu of on the spa treatment.
Dean, you know that I love the spa treatments.
Well, yes, I do.
Yeah, I'd like to know more about it, Mr. Wheeler. I swear to God.
Yeah, me too.
All right. Well, the apple cider enema is, you can do the couple's enema or the singular. And here's the thing. We feel, and I don't want to be promoting any cures. I don't want to be promoting any coronavirus cures. But we feel that this is a purifier. Because of where it enters the body, which is through the anal area, and then it shoots the apple cider vinegar right straight in, man, and it doesn't stop. And we like to say, and it's crude, if you'll forgive me, Margaret, but you know the old phrase, "I'm not stopping for shit," Mr. Henry?
Yeah.
Okay, that's what our apple cider enema ain't stopping for shit. You know.
So it's going right on through what, to the mouth or up?
Just almost right up to the mouth. It bubbles under and then falls back down like a... And what it does, it...
What do you mean it bubbles under? What does that mean it'll bubble under? Is it...
I'm going to tell you. It shoots up and then it, like a water fountain that goes up in the air but only stops because of gravity, that's what the apple cider enema does. It stops, then goes zing, back down, and...
How do you know any of this, Dean?
Because that's what I'm theorizing, okay?
All right, Dean, go ahead. Go ahead. We're not trying to stop you.
Well, Phil is going to give me all kinds of scientific reasons.
All right, Dean, I know that you're not preaching science here. This is I don't know what you call this. This is just a spa treatment.
Yes. The apple cider enema.
Go ahead.
Well, we do a couple. You go singular. So you shoot it in, and then it releases, and it comes flushing back out. And that's when we suggest, okay, the apple, we've, you know, given you the treatment. Now we ask you to get up and walk around and read a book of poetry. We have a book of Cahil Gibran, and that's when it's releasing out. So there's a garden, kind of an area, it's a dirt area that we want you to walk in. And as you're reading Cahil Gibran, or you're having some of our chamomile tea or some of the mint teas that we have, the enema releases, and you can get into the shower afterward because it runs down your leg. And,
you gotta be kidding me.
No, what is your problem?
Well, come on, Dean. So I go in for this apple cider vinegar.
Vinegar?
Vinegar, excuse me.
Yeah, but wait a minute, Phil. Look, he's misunderstanding.
Come on, General, let him explain it. Well, all right, but I'm walking in the dirt.
It's a garden, okay? It's called the Garden of Release. You go out there. Hold on. I want to hear one thing. What's she playing? It sounds like she's going to do I'm in the Mood for You. Okay, yeah. Come on, baby. When you hear that horn player, Justin, get out there and take a look and see if he's pointing it at her rear end. Got it. Okay, so, Phil, the apple cider vinegar, as I was saying, this is something that I developed, and...
I'm very, very sure...
Hold on. It's something I developed. It purifies, it cleanses and flushes. Okay,
Yeah, but whereas you said it releases...
Oh, yeah, so you get up out of the tub, and let's say you're doing the singular. You get up, your wife comes in behind you for hers, and you're walking in the garden.
Right.
Well, I hear, I don't know why, but I'm sensing there's laughter.
We're not laughing at anything, Dean. We're not. We're sitting listening to you.
Okay. Well, you walk in the garden of release.
You walk in the garden of release, and out of your rear end, excuse me for getting to the point here, out of your rear end flushes all of this vile liquid.
Well, that's exactly right, because where do you think it's supposed to go, huh?
Come on, Dean.
Well, I came on here.
Hey, Dean, you know what? You got to be a big boy about these things. It's a very good question. I'm sorry if this kind of thing you're talking about leaves me a little, you know, in the dark.
All right, so it does. It releases out. You could be standing in the spa itself in front of my customers, right in front of some old woman who's checking in to have some...
I'm not saying that.
Right in front of some old woman who's checking in to have her nails done, and out of your ass...
Dean, you're under a lot of pressure. A lot of businesses have been under a lot of pressure. I suggest you just, you know, know that you're talking to friends here.
All right, I'm sorry.
I want you to succeed, son. I'm just trying to find out. So you go out into the Garden of Release.
Yes.
And your wife follows you out there.
No, by the time then you come in and you get a shower, and we tell you to go off and get a cup of coffee, and then your wife is out there.
Okay, well, what does that mean? I got to go, you tell me to go get a cup of coffee.
Because we don't want you around. It's very, you can't describe it.
You don't want him around for anything.
When the wife goes out there, you know, we just would rather have her by herself and,
This doesn't sound good.
All right, I take photographs of the female release for our magazine, okay?
Aha! So that's it.
Wait a minute. You asked me and I'm telling you.
What do you mean you take photographs of the... This is sounding so personal and so wrong.
Now here we go again. Come on the Henry Show and lose money. Don't ever come on the Phil Henry Show, folks, because when you come on this show, you...
All right, I apologize for that. I had no idea that this is the kind of thing...
Well, I don't think that you're being... Well, I think you're being fair, Phil, but I think he has his reasons.
Yeah, I mean, he told me, Mr. Henry. He's putting in the Wheeler magazine, This Week in Wheeler.
This Week in Wheeler? Yeah, that's what it's called. That's his magazine. That's a spa magazine.
Yeah, This Week in Wheeler and the female release.
And what does he mean by that? Is it different or something?
Well, I mean, it's... Well, I better not say...
Hey, man, you guys better start talking,
because there's...
All right, man, I'm sorry. Ladies and gentlemen, I apologize.
There you go again.
There I go again with what?
Well, you're pussying out a little.
I'm not pussying out with anything. I apologize for this, ladies and gentlemen. Wheeler, and I wanted to promote Dean's business, and this is what I get.
Yeah, Mr. Wheeler, he's calling. Hold on. Mr. Henry will not let you on. Yes, he did. He hung up on you.
What?
Yeah.
He hung up on you?
He did, yeah. I don't have ballet shoes. Give me the phone, will you, for Christ's sake? Dean, how dare you, man?
What are you talking about, man?
What are you coming on here talking to me about these intimate things, this kind of, all of this stuff? This is disgusting. It's highly private. It's stuff I don't want to talk about. Do you understand? Do you know that one of my listeners challenged me, okay, to come up with a show that she could listen to with her 9-year-old, Joanna, up in Seattle, one of my longtime listeners. And I was going to do that today. And what do I got?
Oh, my God. You're trying to tell me that I messed up the show that you were going to do for some girl.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I didn't have any idea. And besides, I didn't say anything that was wrong.
You can't blame Dean for that, Phil. All right. But I mean, what I'm saying is, I can't bring you on this show and not have you just tell me something like normal, man. Like, tell me about...
The apple cider enema is going to put me on the map. You know, the apple cider enema is going to bring me up out of the sewer, which is where this business has been ever since this coronavirus started. I held Emerald's singing career in my hand. It was a block of gold, and as soon as she opened her mouth to sing, it turned into warm, wet cow shit.
You know, Wheeler, I can tell by Phil's face, he's not going to have you on his show ever again.
Well, ask me if I care, man. You think? Here, wait, hold on. Yeah, get out there, will you? Oh, sorry. Emerald is singing. You know, I've always had the greatest of... Oh, man.
Dean, are you done?
Yeah, I'm done.
You're talking about this thing, it's disgusting, and I can't have it on the air. Have you got anything else you want to tell me about?
What?
Have you... See you later, Dean.
Oh, come...
Dean Wheeler, ladies and gentlemen, go to Wheeler Resort, it is a great place.
Yeah, you've been there, right?
Yeah, I've been there, it's a great place. It's got these beautiful cabins... And a beautiful desert garden you can walk in, and there's a view of the ocean, Pacific Ocean. There's three different cliffs that they practice their yoga. You can go walking there. They did have man camp. I think they
do a man camp.
They got rid of man camp because they had, whatever happened. I think Steve Dooley or somebody. What happened in man camp?
Well, that's where they were losing guys. They had a bungee. In other words, they made it like a North Korean prison of war camp.
Oh, that's right, yeah. So they had to shut that down. Well, anyway, they have the whole jungle walk. All right, folks, I do appreciate you being with me. Don't forget to get your backstage pass here to the world-famous Phil Henry Show. We are on vacation next week, as I mentioned, and will be until the 5th.
Yeah, you're coming back on the 5th. Phil is staying in Florida for a few extra days.
Right. So it'll be the 5th, and we're looking forward to that, coming back and seeing you guys. But while we're there, we're going to be doing, for our backstage pass people, we're going to be doing our pre-shows.
Yeah, the pre-shows you're recording in Florida.
We'll be recording the pre-shows in Florida, and that begins Monday, the 27th.
World-famous Phil Henry...
The world heinous.
I haven't done it for so long.
Got a very heinous... I'll do it.
The world-famous Phil Henry Show, executive produced by me, Phil Henry, for Siempre Incorporated, all rights reserved on Podcast One. Shit.